it's the pink one in the Munro. I've got Stephanie Sinesian, I've got Andy Bell, I've got Adam Melia. After Leeds United 3, Liverpool 3, Adam, that has felt like an absolute knife to the kidneys. I've took it really, really badly. Going 3-2 up was amongst the best moments of my entire life. Going 3-3 has got to be amongst the worst. It is agony at the moment, absolute agony.
Yeah, it feels like a loss, Neil. I was on the Friday show this week and talked about Everton winning and then coming back into town to watch us getting soundly beaten by Leeds, which was not what happened. But what actually transpired, it does feel like a loss. You know, it's the hope that kills you in a way, and Liverpool, you know, managed to climb a ladder into a very hopeful place in the first moments of the second half. I think it was one of those games where it always felt like there was too much time left. That's how I felt anyway. I felt like there was a long time left when we went 2-0. I felt like there was a long time left when we went 3-2. 9 minutes felt a really unfairly long time. I mean, it wouldn't have made any difference really. If you'd given six, which is probably what it should have been, the goal would have still happened. Yeah, it's really wounding, and it's hard to know what to say about it, because for large parts of that, I thought Liverpool were quite good, and it's a hard play.
It's funny, isn't it? Because I've got used to doing these shows when I've walked out and I'm angry with Liverpool. Full stop.
Yeah.
I'm angry with either the manager or 5, 6, 7 players. I felt like this hasn't been good enough. I actually think we played quite well. We played quite well.
I thought we played well, Neil. I thought it was on a knife edge, though.
I'll come back to that, yeah.
And, I mean, I like the fact that Leeds are in the league. It's partly because I don't like them. And I thought you saw what Elland Road was.